The Heritage Oaks Golf Course has operated at a deficit since it was built and has lost more than $500,000 annually. Despite growing disapproval among city residents, about 375 supporters showed up Sunday afternoon to keep it open. Heritage Oaks member Bob Lewis says closing the course would cut off a revenue stream for Harrisonburg's Parks and Recreation Department.
So if you close the golf course, you cut the deficit by 8%, but you lose 62% of the revenue. If anything, they should be begging golfers to come out here and keeping it going. It's the only one that makes money for the city.
The rally was organized in response to a movement calling for city council to stop subsidizing Heritage Oaks. A petition started by former mayor and city councilman Kai Degner has amassed more than 1,000 signatures. The city closed the golf course in March in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, but has kept the walking paths open. Supporters walk the paths in golf attire with clubs in hand and signs on display. City resident Laura Mazzell says it's all about providing people a choice.
I support the choice for people to do what they want to do. While it doesn't make money for the city, no Parks and Rec department is tasked with making money for the city. It's an amenity they provide the citizens.
City Council will hold a work session Tuesday night to discuss the proposed 2021 budget, which includes funding for Heritage Oaks. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.